Aham mama vimaro khai.
Aham mama vimaro khai.
Kama loba vishirma lai.
Kama loba vishirma lai.
Vita yada.
Vita yada.
Vita yada manakshukham.
Vita yada
manakshukham.
Atukham asukham samam.
Atukham asukham samam.
Aham mama vimaro khai.
Aham mama vimaro khai. Yadamanakshudham Adukham asukham samam
When one is completely cleansed of the impurities of lust and greed produced from false identification of the body as I and bodily possessions as mine, one's mind becomes purified. In that pure state, he transcends the stage of so-called material happiness and distress.
Aham mama vimanasthai kama lobha vidhirmalai bhitam yada manasuddham asukham asukham samam. In the previous class, it has been advised, guneshu saptam bandhara rakam vapumsi muktai. The process is the mind has to be cleansed of all dirty things. Mind is a friend, mind is the enemy of everyone. If it is clean, then it is friends. And if it is dirty, just like if you keep yourself unclean, then you contaminate some disease. And if you keep yourself clean, then you don't contaminate. If you take action, therefore, according to Vedic civilization, one has to cleanse himself 3 times a day. Trishandha. Morning, early in the morning, again at noon, again in the evening. Those are strictly following the Brahminical rules and regulations. Vaishnava also, Vaishnava means he is already Brahmin. He must follow the rules and sattva, sama, dhamma, titikha, jama, jnanam, vijnanam, mahasikam. So, cleanliness is next to godliness. Actually, our material conditioned life means the mind is covered with dirt, all unclean, dirty things. That is the disease. When you are in the lower stage of tamogun and rajogun, these dirty things are very much prominent. Therefore, one has to raise himself from the position of tamogun and rajogun to satogun. The process is recommended, how to cleanse the mind. Sinnatana sakata krishna punna sravana kīdhan. One has to hear the Krishna Kotha. Krishna is within everyone's heart. And when he sees that a conditioned soul, because the individual soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna wants that this individual soul, Lasker, is so much attached for this material enjoyment, which is the cause of his bondage, birth and death, old age and disease. And he is so fooled that he does not take into consideration that why I should be subjected to repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. He has become so fooled. Mura. Therefore they have been described Mura. As, basically as, does not know why he is loading so much, so many cloths of the washing man. What for? He has no profit. None of the cloths belong to him. The washing man gives a little morsel of grass, which is available everywhere. But the ass thinks that this morsel of grass is given by the washing man. Therefore, I must carry the heavy load, although not a single cloth belongs to me. This is called karmis. The karmis, all these big, big karmis, big, big multi-millionaires, they are just like us. Because working so hard, not only this big, small also, day and night, but eating two chapatis or three chapatis, or at most four chapatis. But he is working hard, so hard. These three, four chapatis can be had easily even by the poorest man. But why he is working so hard? Because he is thinking, I am responsible for maintaining such a big family. Similarly, a leader also, public leader, a politician, he is also thinking like that. That without me, all the members of my nation will die. So let me work day and night up to the point of my death or up to the point until I am killed by somebody. I have to work so hard. These are called dirty things. Ahangamameti. Ahangamameti. Ahangamamemumabhimanathai. These dirty things that take individual, social, political, communal, or national, anyway, these two things, ahangamameti is very prominent. I belong to this family, I belong to this nation, I belong to such and such community, I have a such and such duty. But he does not know, these are all false designations. That is called ignorance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore begins his instruction. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. The actual position is the eternal servant of Krishna. That is the actual position. But he is thinking, I am servant of this family, I am servant of this nation, I am servant of this community, servant of so many. Anamameti. This is due to ignorance. The mode of tamo. Therefore, in the previous verse, it is said, gunesu saptam bandhaya. So long you will be attached with this gunesu. Even if you be attached to the satogun, that is also bandhaya. Suppose satogun means the symbolic presentation is perfect Brahma. So, even if you are very perfect Brahma, no? So I think that I am such a learned person. I understand the Vedic principles. The same, ahonomic. The same principle only. But if you are raised in the Satogo, then there is chance of understanding your position. In the Tamogon and Rajogon, you cannot. Tamogon, Rajogon, you remain like animals, like cats and dogs. But when you come to the platform of Satogon, that you can come by following the principles, and then the attachment, Gunesu Saktam, Bandhaya, then your condition lies on account of being attached to the material qualities will be finished. How? Simple thing. Everyone can attain to the platform of Satogo if you follow the instruction. In Bhagavad Gita, the same thing is said in different Vedic languages and Vedic scriptures. Sadagam kirtantangamam jatantasya jirabhata namasantasya manghatya mitra jukta upasati. This is the process. And in another place it is said, sinnatāṁ sapatā krishna kunna sravana kīrtana riddhantasya avadrāni vidhūnati sihisvatāṁ. The process is that you try to hear about Krishna katha. Krishna katha. Krishna katha is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is speaking. That is Krishna katha. And Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Janmadasa is speaking about Krishna. The original person. So, we have to hear the Krishna katha. This temple or the center is open to give chance to the people in general. Come and hear Krishna katha. This satsanga. This is called satsanga. Satang prasangad mama bija sambhija bhavanti ritkarna kathayana. If you hear gradually, because we do not hear Krishna katha on account of dirty things in the heart. So we have to cleanse that. That process is Ketadarpanamarjana Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankhi. If we chant and dance, then the dirty things become cleansed. Ketadarpanamarjana. Cheta khalu astra bandhaya muktaya chatmano matam. Cheta, this heart, is the cause of our bondage, and the heart is the cause of our liberation. When it is dirty, then it is cause of bondage, conditional life. Conditional life means that janma mitru jarabhati. I take one birth, one body, and I stay for some time, enjoy or suffer, there is no question of enjoyment, only suffering. And then again, I die, prasadiyahantara prapti, and I get another body, and again begin another life, maybe a very good life, or maybe cats and dogs life, a tree's life, that we do not know, but dehantara prapti, but there is change of body, as soon as I die, give up this body, another body. Immediately I will have to enter the womb of mother through the grace of the father, and I will have to develop another body, and when it is fit for working, I come out, and again another chapter of my life begins. This is conditioned life. So, the human life is meant for understanding the how we are undergoing the stimulation of birth and death, old age and disease. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. That is not possible. Therefore, for human life, so many Vedic literatures are there. Not for the cats and dogs. If you don't take advantage of this Vedic literature, there is no need of education. It is not needed that one has to become very learned scholar. No. Satsanga, here. Sthane sthita sutivatam tanuvang manovi. You remain in your position, but go to a person who is speaking Krishna katha. Here, that's all. Everyone can do that. Very difficult. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is there. We give chance to the people to hear about Krishna. That is our name. Therefore we have specifically mentioned Krishna consciousness. We don't talk any other nonsense. We don't talk. We have no other business. Simply talk of Krishna. That will be involved. Sinnathang Sakata Krishna. Punna Sabanati. Even if you do not understand a single word, if you simply hear, then you become pious. It is so nice. Sinnathang Sakata Krishna. Punna Sabanati. Sabana means when there is talks of Krishna. Somebody is hearing and somebody is talking. Sabana and Kirtan, just like here in this meeting. I am talking, you are hearing. Both of us have been benefited. Savana Kirtan. Sunnatana Sakata Krishna. Krishna wants this, that these rascals may begin to hear and chant about me. Satatam Kirtan Tanga Mom, Krishna. Not as they don't talk politics. Don't talk sociology or this or that nonsense. This is all bad issues. Don't waste your time. There is no use of reading so many rascal novels. They are called Tadbhayasa Kirtham. Tadbhava Vishatta Janatasa Viplava. Natad Bhattas Chitta Padam Hare Jasa. Any literature which does not glorify the Supreme Lord Hari, that is Vyasatitham. Vyasatitham means the place where the clothes endure. Vyasatitham. So, this is this Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance people to become pious. Punna Savana Kirtana. How? I have no money. How can I become pious? I do not give in charity. I cannot go to take bath in the Ganges. And so many there are pious activities. Tamasa brahmacharyena, tyagena, jamena, dhyamena. There are so many processes to become pious. In the shastra, there are recommendations. We do this to become pious. So, in this Kali Yuga, people have lost all stamina. How to become pious? That's so simple. But here is the only means. You simply come here and hear about Krishna. You have got ears. Krishna has given you ears. And Krishna has given you tongue also. You can speak just like we are reciting the verses. So, the tongue is there. The ear is here. There. And you can hear from realized soul and make your life perfect simply by hearing. Sinnatana Sakata Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtan. Because one cannot be devotee unless he is purified. A sinful man cannot become a devotee. Duskizim. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Navana Duskitina Mura. One class of man, Duskitina, always committing sinful life. such rascals, such foolish men. Duskitana mura. Ramana duskitana mura prapadjante naradhava. Naradhava means lowest of the mankind. Why? Lowest of the mankind? Because the human life is meant for purifying your existence. You are under condition of birth, death, old age, and here is the chance to purify yourself. If you don't do that, then you are mura, duskitina, naradhama. You don't take chance. Mura, naradhama. So this class of men, they are not interested. They will suffer this material existence continually. One after another, one after another, one after another. Hutta, hutta, praliyate. One life, and if he gets one life very opulent, very, then he doesn't care for what is next life. Let me drink and enjoy, eat, drink, and be merry in it. This is going on all over the world. But Shastra says, no, it is not good. You are doing mistake. Getting instead. Nurang pramatta kurute vikarma. You have become mad and you are engaged in doing all forbidden things which you should not do. You are doing that. And why you are doing that? Nurang pramatta kurute vikarma. Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma means regulated principle war. And vikarma means just the opposite. Unlawful activities. That is called vikarma. And akarma means you can work, but you are not affected by the result. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, yajna se karmanatra lokayam karma bandhana. If you act for Krishna, for yajna, then you are not affected. Good or bad result, neutral. So generally people they act because they are in the tamagon, rajagon, they don't care for future life and they are habituated to do anything, they eat anything, just like hog, even stool. They do not care for sattvic intention, irresponsible, just a street boy, he has no education, he doesn't care for anything, whatever he likes he does, then father and mother does not take care. So, life in tamagon or rajagon is that carelessness. So, such person simply acts unlawfully. Nūnaṁ pramatta kurute vikarma. Why? The indriya prītaye apnoti, simply for sense gratification. Simply for sense gratification. I have seen one hotel man in Calcutta. He cut the throat of the chicken and the chicken half cut. It was flapping, jumping. The child of the hotel man, he was crying. And the hotel man was laughing. He was taking pleasure. How this chicken half-cut throat and how he is jumping. And why you are crying? Why you are crying? And in Western countries, I think, the students are sometimes taken to slaughterhouse to see. Is it a fact? Yes. You see? They take pleasure. Doing something sinful, they take pleasure. But pleasure sake, they do that. No nang pramatta kurute vikarma. Just indriya prita hai, simply for the matter of sense gratification. So, Shastra says, no, this is not good. This is not good. Masadhu hai. Jato ātmanayam asannati kresa vyāsadeha. But you have no brain. this body is temporary, but it is full of suffering. Although it is temporary, one can say, this body is temporary, so what do I care for? But it is painful. You have to suffer. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma jadin vidya prītaya apnyo nasādu manne jatvā ātmanoyam asannati klesam. They have no brain that this material body is klesada. It's simply miserable. That's so dull brain. And that is tamogun. Tamogun means completely darkness. Just like animals. You take one animal, it cuts its throat. Another animal is standing and eating blood. He does not know the next time is mine. This is animal. The people have become, especially in this Kali Yuga, mandas mandamatayo mandabhagya jipadvita. But this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give these rascal little sense that don't remain animal, become human being. This is the propaganda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna Bhuya ji anadi bohinmo athaya maya tare jaya samsara ji duk. Krishna Bhuya, forgetting his relationship with Krishna, one is simply acting foolishly and the maya is giving him miseries, one after another. Another place, it is said, anadi bohinmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela ataya Krishna veda purana karila. We have forgotten Krishna. Therefore, there are Vedas and Puranas and Vedic literature. It is for human being. Vedasya sarvai ahameva vedda. If we study this Vedic literature, Vedic literature means four Vedas, 18 Puranas, and Vedanta, and Upanishad, Ramayana, Mahabharata, and any literature which is connected with this Vedic literature, that is also Vedic literature. So Veda Purana, this Vedic literature should be utilized. They have got time to read so many nonsense literature, rubbish literature, and waste time. But if you invite them that come here, we shall discuss Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedanta Sutra, similar literature. Nobody will come. But simply by hearing, if you want, Vitam jada mana suddham. If we become free from this contamination of tamagun and rajagun, that is the highest stage of perfection. That can be done simply by hearing Krishna Kapha. No education required. Simply come and hear. Sinnatam sakata Krishna punnaskabun. Because it is purified. As you hear and repeat, chant, you become purified. Sinnatam sakata Krishna punnaskabun kīzam. Riddham tasavadhani. These dirty things. Mala. Here it is said. Kamalobha vidhi malai. Mala means dirty things. And what are these? Kama and lobha. Lusty, desires, lobha, greediness, and lusty desires. These are mala. So one has to become free from these two things. Kama and lobha. The whole world is going on kama and lobha. One is getting money. When he has got 1,000, he wants 1 lakh. If he gets one lakh, he wants more and more and more. This is called kama. And why? Lobha. They are making profit. They have got enough money. Still, they will hold store, will not sell, so that people may not get store and they will be hankering. They will pay any price demanded. These are going on. Kama and lobha. Kama lobha. So you have to cleanse this heart. The Mahang Mameti, they are doing all these things, these are not good things. Asadhu manne. This is not good for a human being. Why it is not good? Because according to your karma, you will get another next life, another next body, and you have to suffer. Again you have to suffer. You are already suffering. You may be very rich man, but does it mean that you will not be disease? Because you are rich man? No. This is suffering. You may be very rich man, very, influential man, prime minister. Even Jawaharlal Nehru, he last time he became paralyzed. So, you cannot avoid these things. That what Krishna says, Janamitya Jarabhyadi, Dukkha Dosanagas. You should not be puffed up because you have got some bad balance, you are happy. No. Your real unhappiness, these four things, Janma Mithya Jaranda, that any intelligent man should always keep in front, that these are my distresses. Temporary distresses and to relieve, that is not very good. You must make ultimate finishing of all distresses. That is bhakti yoga. That is bhakti yoga. And that bhakti yoga begins this by hearing and chanting. Simnatam sabata krishna punna sarana kirtana riddanta avustani. If you continually hear, then gradually all the dirty things, kama lobha gaya, these things will be finished, and you will be purified, and then that is the way of your liberation. Muktaye guneshu saptam mandhara ratam vapam isi muktaye. The process is also given that you hear about Krishna, then you will be purified. Because this life is meant for Satta Shuddhi, Shuddha Satta. Our existence is not our, not uncontaminated. It is kind of this with the human form of life is meant for to make this existence uncontaminated. No more birth, no more death. They do not know. Where is the university? Where is school, college to teach this science? How one can become uncontaminated? There is no such an institute, except this Krishna consciousness, Mumbai. So, bhitam jada manas. So, how it is possible? That is also said. That, nityam bhagavata sevaya, nakta prayesu avadreshu. Avadra, the dirty things. Because you hear, go on hearing, chanting, then the dirty things will be diminished. Krishna says that Siddhanta Krishna is also within the heart and the dirty things are also there. So, but Krishna helps you cleansing. So it is not completely cleansed, but even if it is 50% or 60% cleansed, nasta prayesu, avadreshu, how? Nityanga Bhagavata Sivaya. Regularly hear Srimada Bhagavata and chant for it. These two processes recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant your rounds regularly. Make a fixed up. We are fixed up only minimum. Vilas Thakur was chanting 300,000. And we have made 16 times. And still, ekadasi tava pipa bhagavan mamami dubbaye idrisami hasin. I could have put one in 16 nuts. Such unfortunate. You see? Ekadasi tava pipa. We have minimized the lowest number. This is the easiest process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, read Srimad Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna. Don't talk nonsense. Don't waste your time. Then you become purified. Vidarāga, bhayakrodha, manmaya, matpāsita. Krishna says, in this way, here it is, vidarāga-dāmana. When the mind is cleansed, this can be done. Nittanga bhagavata seva. Nittanga. Now bhagavata sattva. The bhagavata sattva is a business. Real business is nittanga. We don't find in the Srimad Bhagavatam by so many big commentators, Sudarshani, Jiva Goswami, and Veer Raghava Acharya, many. They never recommend bhagavata sattva. I do not know where from it has come. Bhagavat says, Nittanga Bhagavat. Why weak? Every day, it is possible 24 hours. Therefore, one has to retire from this family, social, political responsibilities and whole time devote for chanting and bhagavat. That is Krishna consciousness. At least as much as possible. Don't waste time. Chanakya Pandit has said that Ayusha Khanaya Kopi na labha sarna koti. Ayu, the duration of life, suppose I shall live for 100 years, even the one moment of this 100 years, he cannot be returned. Even if you are prepared to thousands and millions of dollars, no. One moment passed out of the 100, there is minus. That's all. You cannot add again. Ayusha khanaye kopi, even in a moment. Sa chetni rathakanganita. If you cannot get returned back in a moment of your life by payment of millions of dollars, if that moment is wasted, just how much you have lost money, you consider. How much you have lost? Therefore, not a single moment should be lost in life. It should be utilized simply by chanting, simply by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. We are publishing so many books. We have to read. We have to chant. Then life will be successful. Vitarāga bhaya krodha. Then we shall be free from this attachment. Ahangamameti kāmaloha dayasthate. So, the process is the nittanga bhagavata seva. Daily we should devote our time for understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. And bhagavata seva means to serve the person bhagavata, whose life is simply Bhagavata, to serve him. Nittanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta Prayesu Abhadrisu Nittanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki. By this process, then you attain the stage of Bhagavad Bhakti. Nashtiki, fixed up, not tilted. Fiksta, Bhagavati Naishthikiva. Anathamidiktishtha, tato nishtha. This Naishthiki or nishtha, firm faith, is assuring when anathamidiktishtha, anatha. This anatha means ahamamethi, kamaloha, divi. This is anatha. We don't require all these things. Why I shall think this is my country, my family, my body? Nothing is mine. It is false. But people are wasting time this way. My country, my nation, my body, my family, ahamamethi. We are wasting time. So, Nityangam Bhagavata Sevaya, we can vanquish all this false conception of life. And then, Sita Satte, proceeded. These are the Kamalobha. But even if it is not completely finished, these dirty things, but even if it come to the platform of Satogon, then it will not be disturbed. With this Tamogon and Rajagon, always disturbed. Then if you are not disturbed by this Kama and Lobha, then Sita Satte Pratigati, then you will be pleased. You will feel happiness when you are on the Satogon. And then you have to sarpass the Satogon, Shuddha Satta. Sattang Visuddhang Vasudeva Sabdi. The Vasudeva platform, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. Then you will understand your relationship with Krishna and then you will be happy. Thank you.